Hey there, amazing humans. It's your girl, Brooklyn Weston, back with another dose of daily stoic power. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're juggling a million things, barely keeping your head above water? Trust me, I get it. Life can be a whirlwind, and sometimes it feels impossible to keep up. But here's the thing. Self-care isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about intentionally prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Think of it like this. You wouldn't put a dirty rag back into service, would you? Nope. You wash it, clean it, and get it ready to be useful again. Self-care is the same thing. It's about recharging, refreshing, and getting yourself ready to tackle whatever comes your way. So, today we're diving deep into the power of self-care for mental well-being. Because let's face it, a healthy mind is essential for a happy, fulfilling life. And trust me, I'm not just throwing around buzzwords here. We're going to unpack 5 game-changing takeaways that will help you cultivate a stronger sense of self and build resilience against stress. First up, awareness is key. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? So the first step to effective self-care is recognizing when your well-being needs a boost. Pay attention to those subtle signs. Are you feeling drained? Irritable? Overwhelmed? Once you become aware of these signals, you can take action before things escalate. Next, define what works for you. There's no one-size-fits-all approach to self-care. What brings joy and relaxation to one person might feel draining or even boring to another. Experiment with different activities: yoga, journaling, reading, spending time in nature, creative pursuits, and discover what truly recharges your batteries. Third, make it a priority, not a luxury. We often put self-care on the back burner, thinking we'll squeeze it in when we have time. But here's the thing. You deserve to prioritize your well-being just as much as any other important commitment. Schedule it into your day like any other appointment and treat it with the same respect. Fourth, don't be afraid to say no. We live in a culture that often glorifies busyness and overcommitting. But setting boundaries is crucial for self-care. Learn to politely decline requests that drain your energy or compromise your well-being. Remember, saying no to something you don't want to do opens up space for things that truly nourish you. Finally, be kind to yourself. This one is often the hardest, but it's also the most important. Self-care isn't about being perfect, it's about practicing self-compassion and treating yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a single mom juggling work, school, and household responsibilities. She's constantly on the go, feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. One day, she realizes she's hit rock bottom. She's irritable, struggling to focus, and barely sleeping. That's when she decides to prioritize self-care. She starts small. Taking a 15-minute walk each morning, scheduling an hour of me time every week, and learning to say no to extra commitments. Slowly but surely, Sarah feels the difference. Her energy levels increase, her mood brightens, and she's able to handle stress with more grace. So, what's your takeaway? Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. It's an investment in your well-being, allowing you to show up as the best version of yourself. Don't wait until you hit rock bottom. Start prioritizing self-care today. Take that 15-minute walk, light a scented candle, read a few pages of that book you've been meaning to finish. And most importantly, be kind to yourself. You deserve it. Keep sharing your experiences, your wins, and your challenges with us on social media. We're all in this journey together, and I can't wait to hear how you're incorporating self-care into your daily lives. Until next time, stay strong, stay balanced, and remember, your well-being matters.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.